News. The only news talk radio station covering all of Suffolk County. LI News Radio.
Well, lots of happening in the town of Riverhead. Very important stuff. And it is indeed part of a spotlight segment on Long Island this morning. First off the bat, we'll talk about EPCAL, what's happening there with a fine supervisor. Her name is Laura Jen Smith, and I haven't spoken to her in a while. It was good to have her, though. And we say very good morning to Madam Supervisor. How are you, Laura?
I'm very good. Good morning, Jay.
It is a pleasure. I don't like seeing this. It looks grim. The possible consideration now, maybe getting some outside legal opinions regarding this $40 million land sale, Laura Jen Smith, with Calverton Aviation and Technology over at EPCAL. You know, I was one of these guys that said, let's just get this deal done, please. You know, listen, having known the area like my right hand, you know, it was just one of those deals. I just wanted to see it. I think a lot of people did, let's face it, come to fruition. Who didn't? But now there's some possible problems here. What can you tell us regarding Illuminati and all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's everybody's looking to have development go on at EPCAL. I mean, we're looking for, you know, we want to see good jobs. We want to see economic generation out of there. But, you know, there was red flags in the beginning of this deal. I was opposed to the deal because at the qualified and eligible, I didn't feel that we had gotten enough information about the project itself and what it was going forward. And Illuminati is certainly weighs heavily in the intended development plan of this project. And now, you know, actually from our local reporters, Denise Civiletti with the Riverhead Local out here has done a lot of really good investigative reporting. And from that, we've come to realize that, you know, Illuminati, one of the key partners in this deal, is in default of a $10 million promissory note from Hexcel, which is a material manufacturing company, publicly owned, and they've defaulted on their promissory note, and now what they do own currently at EPCAL, they have not been paying rent on. They're having their equipment seized, so there's a lot of controversy going on with how the contract is written and what the scope of the contract is intended to do to develop the property.
It's a tough one. You know, I remember, Laura, way back, you mentioned the Q&A, and I always remember, you know, Daniel Preston, lead guy, not showing up for these Q&As, I think, at one or two of them at least. That, to me, you know, was a little bit of a flag right there because, you know, let's face it, you know, you got to be somewhat transparent here. You got a huge deal on the table possibly at that time. And, you know, something, if you're not going to face the music, well, that to me, you know, the old saying, when there's smoke, there's fire here. That, to me, was a flag, first off, for me at least.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was. It was myself and Councilwoman Kent did not vote for the approve this deal for qualified and eligible because we did feel there was too many questions that were left unanswered. And now we're finding out that, you know, as we go on in time, there's a lot of issues that were not brought up. There's things that we need to take a second look at. And so, you know, I've approached the board about getting outside counsel to take a look at this contract because, as I said, Illuminati, part of the deal is that this property is in an urban renewal zone. And as such, the property doesn't get appraised before selling it. It's sold really on the merits of what they're going to be able to achieve once they purchase the property there. And that has been called into question quite heavily with Illuminati. So we're looking to have outside counsel come in, a fresh set of eyes, look at the contract, and really give us some advice on where we stand with the way that it is written.
No question. Laura Jen Smith with us, Supervisor Town of Riverhead, talking regarding Illuminati, maybe some outside opinion here from legal sense. Could end this deal. The move, you know, we talked about the $10 million loan, the defaulting of that, other issues. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Laura, what about the property itself? You know, you got a lot of folks out there really banking on this. Obviously, tax reasons at stake. Are there contingencies in place? Is there anything looming possibly if this deal is to be evaporated in any way? I mean, what are the folks out there have to look to as far as a positive? Is there anything possibly you could tell us?
Well, I mean, I think we have to let this play out. We still have a signed contract in place, the Calverton Aviation and Technology, which is a combination of Luminati and 555, are out there doing their due diligence. So we really won't know till towards the end of May whether they are interested in moving forward and going to closing on the contract. So we will, there's some time there to see what will transpire during that period, and we'll continue to have discussions as we look for this advice for outside counsel, and then it's a wonderful piece of property. I mean, it's one of the largest undeveloped industrial spots in the Northeast. So there's definitely people are interested in it. There's wonderful opportunities there, but we need to wait some time to see what 555 and Calverton Aviation and Technology what they have to say coming back about the project.
We'll see. It's a wait and see approach without question. Let's go to a couple other pieces. I was reading yesterday with United Riverhead Terminals owner, a real estate magnate out there, of course, John Katsimatidis, said the company has become somewhat frustrated with a lot of different things and now have withdrawn amidst plenty of these concerns. Is that in an official sense you could tell us, Laura, as far as
I think the frustration is mutual. Mr. Katsimatidis, owns United Metro over there. They have a home heating oil business. He was actually instrumental in having the legislation passed that would add biofuel to home heating oil. So he was well aware that this was going to become a state mandate in July of last year. Yet he only put his application in, a couple months beforehand. So, it does take time, especially with a special permit. There's a lot of concern by the community over there that he's well aware of. He's, tried to add gasoline dispensing over there, and there was a lot of opposition for the community. So, he came in at the 11th hour for this permit, and then is saying that the town is dragging its feet on this. So I think it's he decided to withdraw his application. I'm not sure why. I know that he is bringing in by barges tanks now with the biofuel already mixed. So maybe he's determined that makes more business sense to him. I don't know. He didn't really give a reason for withdrawing it. So, we are here as a town to support his business, and we'll see what he would like to do moving forward.
I liked what the town did here, at least eyeing some funds to install some of these cameras in and around some of the tough areas, by the train station, for one. I like the fact that finally that it looks like it's going to be a done deal, right, with the cameras?
Yep, we are actually right in the process of ordering them, and some of them we have to do a central console and then put cameras up. So we're looking to do our train station, and also we have a beautiful 3-acre park in our downtown Riverhead that is underutilized. So we'll be putting cameras there also to give so people feel more safe and more comfortable using it on a regular basis and can access it. So we're looking forward to having those in, sometime during the summer, if not before. And I think the community is very, very excited about it.
I like what the town has done also. There are a lot of buildings that probably don't meet code. Revitalization efforts could be harmed here. You've cracked down on some of these vacant and potentially unsafe buildings in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of our, with many towns that are trying to revitalize. We have several buildings in the core of our downtown area that are blighted and have been sitting vacant for more than 10 years. And, in the prior administration, they haven't really taken a look at them. Some of the buildings hadn't been inspected in over 10 years. So we went in, our code enforcement and our fire marshal have all been in to look at the building. They've issued actually violations and Many of the buildings down there that did have issues have come up to code and have been working well with the town to try and bring their buildings up to code. But then there have been several that have not, and they've been ordered orders to remedy, and we will be following suit with that to make sure that they do come up to code to be able to be rentable and are not sitting blighted in our downtown.
Laura, last one from me. I know there was a proposed, a food waste energy facility originally pitched for Yonge's Avenue there in Calverton. Mm-hmm. Instead to focus on EPCAL as potential destination. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they came in, they had come to the town and talked about the idea of a waste to energy. They wanted to partner with the town with that. There were several sites that they were looking at, and one of the sites was over there on Yonge's Avenue. There was a lot of feedback from the community that they didn't feel that was an appropriate siting. So we've kind of put that on the back burner. But in the interim, we also know that they're looking to build a large, I think it's 180 ton similar type facility over in Yaphank. So I don't really know whether there is a need with for both sites at this point, so we're looking into it further.
So with the legal opinion looming here as far as outside counsel on this deal, the $40 million deal, at what point do you finally say to yourself as a supervisor, I don't think this is going to come to fruition? At what point do you think in the next couple of weeks will be a strong signal for you here?
We'll see on the 20th of May whether Calverton Aviation and Technology chooses to go forward with the deal. So that will be one of the key timeline points. And the other one is once we get, we're looking to appoint counsel, I think next week sometime, and then we get an opinion back from them. And then I think we'll have to go into conversations. And, I mean, the bottom line is what is the best for Riverhead? We're looking, I think people have been very clear here that they want to see economic generation. They want to be, know that somebody's going to come in here. They're going to have that goal in mind. They're going to be building space. They're going to have tenants that want to go in, and they're going to want to start within a timely manner. So I think these are all benchmarks that will need to be met, and I think those are the points that will make the decision on how this deal is done moving forward.
Very important stuff. We'll keep the fingers crossed here. Hopefully it does get done in some sort of fashion. Cannot thank you enough, though, for a couple of minutes on the update.
Oh, thank you very much.